So hello and welcome to the local primary school podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Edward.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Oakley.
And we'll be your host today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from all around our amazing school. A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you.
Here's what's coming up in today's episode. A roundup of all the latest school news, exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
We have reached the end of another term already, and time is going very quickly now. But there are many more things to share about what has been going on at Lowcroft. So we hope you are ready for another full episode. Let's begin, as always, with our breaking news section.
We have welcomed several visitors into our school, and it has been great to receive such good feedback about our pupils and provision. Mr. Ennis, who has been covering PE, took the time to email and comment on the excellent behaviour of our children, noting that Lowcroft is by far one of the best behaved school he has worked in, with pupils constantly showing good manners and using please and thank you. Well done, teachers and children at our school, for their hard work.
Has your child had a golden ticket? Pupils who demonstrate amazing effort, achieve their very best, or produce outstanding work are sent by their class teacher to retrieve a golden ticket, which is entered into a half-termly prize draw. At the end of each half term, one ticket will be drawn to win a prize, and the child with the most tickets will also be rewarded. This week, Mrs. McGady has seen a wide range of impressive work, particularly from our curiosity boards, homework including Egyptian scrolls, posters, detailed artwork and high quality writing, science and math.
Our mystery reader sessions continue to be a wonderful part of our year of reading. It has been lovely to welcome more family members into school to share stories with the children. We are very grateful to those who have already volunteered and given up their time to support this innovation. If you are interested in becoming a mystery reader, please contact your child's class teacher via Seesaw to arrange a suitable time. Don't forget to keep it a surprise.
Year 6 recently visited the Stockport Air Raid shelters, bringing their history learning to life. The underground tunnels once sheltered up to 6,500 people during the air raids. The visit was amazing, giving a real insight into wartime life. Year 6 were a credit to the school, showing great curiosity throughout. We were excited to welcome Ian Bland, a professional children's poet, into school for a fantastic day of poetry. Ian has been working as a poet and a performer since the year 2000 and visits school across the UK and beyond, inspiring children through engaging workshops and performances. Throughout the day, each class took part in an interactive workshop where they explored different styles of poetry and created their own pieces. The day ended with a celebration assembly where the children had the opportunity to perform their poems, a wonderful way to show off creativity.
That's all for breaking news this week. Now on to our hot seat time.
In our hot seat interview this week, we welcome a special guest. It's Josh from Try It Rugby. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
He has been coming to our school to give some specialist rugby sessions with year three and year four, and we wanted to get him onto the podcast to ask him some questions. Welcome.
What got you into rugby, and how old were you when you first started playing?
So my granddad actually got me into rugby, and I was around 9 or 10 years old, and he actually bought me a rugby shirt. So I was all about football before that, and he bought me a rugby shirt, and then I thought, I'm going to give it a go. So I went down to my local rugby club, and ever since I've loved it, love coaching it, love playing it, and it's an amazing sport to be a part of.
What are the most important skills children learn from rugby on and off the pitch?
So we've got something in rugby called our TREDs, which are our values of rugby. So they are teamwork, respect, enjoyment, discipline and sportsmanship. So each session that I deliver is tailored around them different kind of qualities to our sport. But probably the big one is enjoyment. It's probably a sport that doesn't get coached or taught a lot in schools or in different areas. And when people get actually a rugby ball in the hand, they really enjoy it and normally want to carry on playing.
How do you help children build confidence, especially if they are nervous about contact or trying something new?
So, great question. So, it's all around getting rugby balls in hands first. Bringing in specific skills, so being able to hold the ball, being able to catch the ball. Contact, yeah, rugby is associated with being a contact sport, but it's actually a game of evasion. Do you enjoy bulldog?
Yeah.
So bulldog is practically an adaptation of rugby. The whole point is to not get tackled or to get tackled. So I always kind of start with that, building confidence of running past people, trying to get past people. And if they are nervous, we just take it step by step, and hopefully they enjoy it by the end of the sessions.
What's your favourite moment from coaching children?
So in my job, I coach from under sixes all the way up to under 18s, in primary schools, high schools, colleges, universities. I'm here, there and everywhere coaching. And my favourite moment is when somebody learns something or they come to me at the end of the session and say, I really enjoyed that. And they want to go to a club or go to a rugby club and carry on their journey within the rugby world. And also people turn around saying, I didn't like rugby, but then they actually turn around and go, actually, I would like to give it another go.
What's one thing you want every child to remember after your sessions each week?
That's a brilliant question again. What I would want them to remember is... you know, if they carry on enjoying the sessions, go down to the local rugby clubs. And if I come in and they enjoy me coming in and coaching them, that rugby isn't just about me coaching, but it's a family feel. And I'm very big of building a rapport and a relationship with every single person who gets into my sessions.
Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast and answering our questions. We hope that you enjoy coming to Lowercroft, and we look forward to seeing you coaching more in the potential future rugby stars.
Perfect. Thank you very much, guys.
Each week, our student spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of the team Lowercroft who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or by email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Archie in year two has been busy. His football team athletics made it to the semi-final, winning 8-4, with Archie scoring 4 goals. He has also made the under 9s Walshaw cricket team. Keep it up.
Enid in year four did her 600 metre swimmer badge, and Mabel in reception did her 50 swimming metre badge. Great job, great effort, girls. Keep swimming.
Frank in year six finished as a runner up in a tournament at his tennis club. He played very well in the final against a 15-year-old opponent. He showed great sportsmanship and remained calm under pressure. Well done, Frank.
Edward in Year 5 passed his Trinity Grade 2 piano with a merit which is fantastic. It's a fantastic achievement. Keep it up, Edward.
And well done to Reggie in Year 1 and Archie in Year 4 for being awarded the Pride of Lowcroft this year for their class. The Pride of Lowcroft Award is an important recognition given to children at Lowcroft to truly embody our school values. Well done, Reggie and Archie.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course, you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last episode, the teaser was this: what goes up and down but never moves? The answer was, of course, stairs. Well done if you got it right.
Here's the teaser for this episode. I'm lighter than a feather, yet even the strongest person can't hold me for long. What am I? I repeat that. I'm lighter than a feather, yet even the strongest person can't hold me for long. What am I? If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which will be coming your way on Friday the 8th of May. We will have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We'll see you next time on the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.